Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Smash and Grab at the Dollhouse, a story inspired by The Tale of Two Bad Mice by Beatrix Potter, written for you by Daniel Hines. Some quick news! We're running a Kickstarter for our game book, Starsworn, the Stories RPG. You can get a print copy plus lots of other extras from the show. It's for a limited time only, so please search for Starsworn on Kickstarter or check out storiespodcast.com and follow the link. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free and a week early, subscribe to our Wondery Plus Kids feed on iTunes or your Apple Podcast app. We wanted to let all of you know that we've just launched our official YouTube channel at youtube.com/storiespodcast. If you've ever wanted to read along with us, these videos are just for you. We also have Stories Podcast merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, and now we're on Cameo. Check us out over there if you'd like to get a personal video message for someone special. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. Smash and Grab at the Dollhouse. Once upon a time, there were two little mice named Tim and Honey. They were married, and they lived together in a little mouse hole in the suburbs. It was a very nice little home, with a bed of torn-up cotton scraps and a table made from an old soda can. They also had a new baby, whom they called Baby, a delicate little mouse with the biggest ears you'd ever seen. Unfortunately, he also had the loudest cry, and Tim and Honey were going just about crazy from a lack of sleep.
"Aw, what does he need?"
asked Tim for what felt like the millionth time, rocking Baby in his arms.
"He's had his milk and his nap and his toys and everything."
"I don't know,"
said Honey, letting out a giant yawn that made her whiskers twitch.
"Maybe he's still hungry."
"You think he's ready for solid food?"
asked Tim.
"I think we have some toast crumbs around here somewhere."
He set the baby down, still crying, on their cotton scrap bed, and began to dig around in the Dixie cup they used as a pantry.
"Let's see, I have a Dorito, a barbecue chip, salt and vinegar, some fried chicken skin, a piece of candy corn."
"Oh, none of that junk is fit for a baby, especially not our little angel," said Honey. "He needs some healthier food."
"Huh,"
said Tim, helping himself to some of the Dorito while he thought, orange cheese collecting in his whiskers.
"I noticed that we have some new neighbors across the room. Maybe they have something healthy we could borrow."
"What a lovely idea," said Honey. "When Baby goes down for his nap, let's pay them a visit."
"I'll pack up some chips,"
said Tim, still munching.
"Maybe they'll want to trade."
So a few hours later, when Baby was finally down for his nap, Tim and Honey left their little mouse hole. They checked for humans first, and seeing that the coast was clear, they scurried across the room to their neighbor's house.
"Wow," said Honey, looking up at the mansion in front of her. "That's some house."
Tim let out an impressed whistle in reply. The two little mice were standing on the doorstep of a giant plastic mansion. What they didn't know was that they actually lived in a little girl's bedroom. Her name was Noli, and she had just gotten a big new dollhouse for her birthday. Inside were two gorgeous dolls and no end of furniture. Of course, being a dollhouse, one side was completely open, so the little mice could see inside.
"Wow, what a place,"
said Tim.
"Look at all that stuff."
"Be polite now," said Honey.
She turned and knocked on the plastic door.
"Hello, it's your new neighbors,"
she called up. In the little kitchen, the two dolls sat still and silent.
"We're Honey and Tim from across the room."
They waited, and the dolls, being dolls, continued not to answer.
"Hello up there,"
shouted Tim, growing angry at being annoyed.
"Hey, I know you can hear me."
The doll sat still at the table.
"What do you have, cheese stuffed in your ears? I'm right here. You think you're too good to listen to me in your big fancy house? You think you're better than us?
We just need some food for our baby, added Honey. The dolls kept still, but the bedroom door started to swing open. The mice dove for cover under the table and watched as Noli twirled into the room.
Bath time! Screamed the little girl, running for her dollhouse. Mom said I can bring two toys in the tub and I pick you two.
She grabbed the dolls from the house and ran for the bathroom, shedding her clothes as she went.
That was a close one, said Tim.
Hurry, said Honey. Now's our chance.
Our chance for what?
Asked Tim. But Honey was already scurrying up into the empty dollhouse.
Quick, Honey said, whiskers wild. If these new neighbors want to be rude, we can be rude right back. Let's go take a quick look and see if they don't have some food we can pinch.
Now, pinch is a cute word for steal, and that's what they meant to do. They hopped up into the house and began wandering through floor by floor. There were all sorts of beautiful furniture and odds and ends, but on the third floor, they hit the jackpot.
Wow, said Tim, rubbing his stomach. Just look at this spread.
Laid out on the table in the dollhouse, there was a feast of Thanksgiving proportions. The mice saw bowls of mashed potatoes and corn, boats of gravy and soup, long trays of veggies and casseroles, and right in the center, a giant ham roasted to perfection.
Now this is some good food for baby, said Honey. Quick, grab some to bring home.
Of course, said Tim. But shouldn't we try some first?
His whiskers were twitching and his eyes were bright.
Just to make sure it's good, of course.
Maybe you're right, said Honey, her own belly grumbling.
Looking at each other, they smiled wide and then dove into the food. Honey took a big bite of the potatoes while Tim went right for the ham.
Ugh! Cried Honey.
Ow!
Cried Tim. The food they had bitten into was hard as a rock and tasted horrible. Of course, it was just plastic dollhouse food, but it looked so real the little mice had been completely fooled.
This is fake, said Tim. What kind of maniac would make fake food?
Is it all fake? It can't be.
They tried the corn and peas and dessert and even the biscuits, and it was fake, 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 fake.
Snobs with trick food, shouted Tim, mad now. I'll show them.
He grabbed the little fire poker by the fake fire and swung it over his head. It slammed into the ham and the ham cracked down the middle. He howled and swung again and the ham burst into pieces, little shards of plastic flying in all directions. He swung again and again, shattering all the food and then the table and then starting on the chairs. He would have kept on going until the kitchen was nothing but splinters, but then Honey got an idea.
Wait, she said, catching Tim by the arms. The food is fake, but this is nice furniture. If we can't get something for baby to eat, we can at least make the house a little nicer.
Tim's eyes lit up.
What an idea. What a woman, he said, grabbing Honey and spinning her in a little circle.
They split up and started ransacking the dollhouse. Honey grabbed some chairs and a little plastic bird cage with a little plastic bird she thought was cute. Tim found a bookcase he quite liked, but he couldn't get it to fit through the mouse hole, so he had to leave it in the front yard, which was what he considered the wooden floor by their door. On their third trip back, Honey finally found the doll's bedroom, and she screeched in delight. Tim ran up after her as fast as he could.
What's wrong? He asked. I heard a scream.
Look, said Honey. It's amazing.
There was a plastic bed, but on top, there was a real feather bed, sized for a doll. It had come as a sample swatch with Noli's parents' bed, and they had given it to her to decorate her dollhouse. It was smooth and soft and just about the most comfortable thing Honey had ever seen.
We have to have it, she said.
We sure do, said Tim.
Together, they grabbed it on either side. It was too heavy to lift,
So the little mice wadded it into a ball and rolled it down the stairs and out of the house. They dragged and pushed it across the floor, huffing and puffing, only to discover it wouldn't fit into the mouse hole.
"What now?" asked Tim.
"Push! Push like your life depends on it!"
So Honey went inside and pulled, and Tim stayed outside and pushed, and finally the feather bed popped into the mouse hole.
"It's perfect," said Honey, laying the feather bed right over their cotton scraps.
It was luxurious, and she cuddled right in. All the commotion woke up Baby, though, who immediately started crying. Honey scooped him up and started rocking him to no effect.
"I saw one more thing I want to get," said Tim. "It's a surprise. You wait here."
"A surprise? Okay, but don't leave us too long."
Tim nodded and shot back out of the hole. Honey could hear grunting and clanging and banging, and then the bedroom door opened and Noli walked in.
"Mouse!" the little girl shrieked. "A little mouse is robbing my dollhouse!"
A second later, Honey heard Tim scrambling across the floor, and then he came flying into the mouse hole, dragging something behind him.
"Close one," he said, slumping against the wall.
"What did you bring?"
asked Honey, looking at the strange bundle he had been dragging. Tim smiled and pulled off an old rag, revealing a brand new baby crib underneath.
"I found it in the neighbor's back room," he said. "They don't have a baby, so I thought we could use it."
"Oh, wonderful," said Honey.
She picked up the still crying baby and laid him into the little crib, tucked in cozy with some cotton. The baby stopped crying, looked around at his little crib, and then gurgled happily.
He stopped crying,"
Tim said.
"Oh, it's a miracle,"
Honey cried, and the two little parents hugged each other and danced in a circle. That night, Baby slept quietly in his crib, and the mice got their best night's sleep in years, cuddled in their feather bed. Of course, after that, they did feel a little bad about wrecking up the neighbor's house. To make it up to them, and to say thank you for such wonderful beds, the little mice would go over every morning, before anyone was awake. Honey would sweep out the dollhouse, and Tim would leave a bit of food on the table. The neighbors still didn't say much, but that was okay. Tim figured that sometimes quiet neighbors are the best kind, especially when they let you borrow their furniture. And after that, they all lived happily ever after. The end. Today's story, Smash and Grab at the Dollhouse, was inspired by The Tale of Two Bad Mice by Beatrix Potter, written for you by Daniel Hines, edited and produced for you by Andrew Martin, and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and early access when you subscribe to our Wondery Plus Kids feed on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, commission a special video on Cameo, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. We wanted to let all of you know that we've just launched our official YouTube channel at youtube.com/storiespodcast. If you've ever wanted to read along with us, these videos are just for you. They feature the text of the stories nice and big on the screen, with each word highlighted as I read it, so you can match up the way it looks with the way it sounds. YouTube also lets you change the play speed, so depending on your level, you can slow down the narration to follow along. They're great for new readers, storybook time, English language learners, and even just for listening. And in the future, we plan on adding more read-alongs, some live storytime readings, Q&As, and more. Check it out at youtube.com/storiespodcast. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.